Coming up on KSDP News, 2017 starts with fire in Unalaska and an eruption at Bogoslav Volcano. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. Two abandoned buildings were destroyed by a fire at Agnes Beach on New Year's Day. The blaze also damaged two other structures and disrupted traffic on Airport Beach Road and Captain's Bay Road in Unalaska. Deputy Police Chief Jennifer Shockley says public safety first heard about the fire around 7:30 in the morning. Firefighters were on scene within 10 minutes. From a firefighting response, Shockley says it was an ideal place for a fire because there were two nearby hydrants.
However, using both of those hydrants meant that both roads from all three directions were closed for a significant period of time because fire hoses were laid right across the road. And it's very bad for fire hoses to have vehicles driving across them.
The five firefighters on scene were able to control the fire within 3 hours. Shockley says there was concern someone might have been in the buildings.
Those buildings down there have been used by, I'll call them vagrants for lack of a better word, off and on over the years. It's not unusual for us to get calls from the property owners saying they've had problems with people trespassing. We did have some concern about, you know, there possibly having been a person or people down there.
She says they didn't find anyone, but one firefighter was injured in the operation. At this point, the department has identified where the fire started, but they're still investigating how it started. The Museum of the Aleutians wrapped up 2016 by hiring a new executive. Director Dr. Virginia Hatfield will step into her new position today. Hatfield, an archaeologist, moves up from her role as collections manager. She replaces Dr. Neil Hitch, who reopened the museum this summer. It had been closed for nearly a year following the resignation of the previous director when items from the collection were found in her home. Scientists believe Bogoslav has erupted for the first time this year following a series of explosions that date back to mid-December. Monitors on nearby islands detected seismic activity yesterday emanating from the eastern Aleutian volcano, but scientists believe the explosion was minor. The period of increased seismicity lasted about 10 minutes. A certain North Pole resident had a surprising Christmas morning when it was revealed to him that his Facebook account had been deactivated. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports on the strange circumstances leading to Santa Claus disappearing from Facebook.
North Pole resident Santa Claus, yes, that's his legal name, has had the name for about 11 years. He was elected to North Pole City Council last year and also served as chair of the North Pole Chamber of Commerce. He says every now and then he has interesting issues with ordering items over the phone and disbelief from various officials. He was surprised, however, when Facebook notified him that his account had been shut down because Facebook didn't believe him. Santa got the notice on Christmas Day.
I don't think it was ironically. I think it's very suspect, personally.
Santa began corresponding with a Facebook worker named Elliot to rectify the situation. When sending his driver's license was not sufficient enough identification, he later sent a copy of his passport and even a copy of the letter from the governor appointing him to the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission, all to clarify that his name was indeed Santa Claus and that he lived in North Pole, Alaska, on Santa Claus Lane. The mistake prompted Santa to put Elliot, Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg on the naughty list. Eventually, the company recognized they had made an error and restored Santa's account. However, he wasn't told of the correction.
They recognized to a reporter that they had made a mistake, and that was that. But no, they didn't even tell me I had access restored to my page. Oh. I found that out through the reporter.
But even though Facebook didn't tell him directly, Santa is thankful for his community, both in close proximity and online, in their quest to rectify the error.
My takeaway is that I'm blessed to be in a small community where friends and neighbors will gather around, in addition to my several hundred thousand folks on Facebook, to help right the wrong, perceived or real.
Although he was upset with Facebook at first, Santa says they're not on the naughty list anymore.
Facebook is now, since they restored my access, is off the naughty list, but they're not yet on the nice list. If they'd like to be on the nice list, they could actually put a verification checkmark badge on my Facebook page. That would be very helpful and greatly appreciated, and I would be happy to have that in lieu of a direct apology.
Santa says he doesn't expect a, quote, behemoth company like Facebook to apologize, but he's grateful for his loyal Facebook followers that total close to 300,000 for showing him support. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.